Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the GKDG.com studios in downtown San Francisco, you're listening to 95.7 The Game.
We're gonna play on and stand strong with Jolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball.
Man, today's going to be a fun one. Today is going to be a fun one indeed. We saw y'all on social last night. I see you on the text line already. So without further ado, let's get right into it.
Turner to throw it in. Near side of the basket to our right. Throws to the corner. There's Lillard. He'll fade. He'll fire. It's up and no good. It's no good. And for the first time in over 50 years, the NBA will see a team go to the finals for five straight seasons. Final score, Golden State 119, Portland 117. The Warriors win in overtime and sweep the Western Conference Finals 4-0.
Incredible. Incredible as Tim Roy gives you the final score, Golden State 119, Portland 117 in overtime. The Golden State Warriors now advancing to the NBA Finals for the fifth consecutive season. Last 20 years, no team has ever swept an opponent in the playoffs while trailing for more minutes. In that series, the Warriors trailed for 101 minutes. They led for 83 minutes. And Portland couldn't even take a game. This is not a show where we are going to knock Portland. We like Portland. We like Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. They've been good adversaries, worthy rivals over the last few years. This isn't hard Jim and little Chris crying and causing problems on a regular basis to where we'll bash them. And we'll bash them good today. Houston's not getting away with anything. They'll continue to be bashed. But shout out Portland on a remarkable season as we turn our attention to the NBA Finals. Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. So much in store for you today. John Dickinson from Portland at 6:30. Greg Papa at 8:30. Tim Hardaway at 9:05. Those are your guests. So we've got that out of the way. That's number one. Number two, we're going to stream the show live again today. It'll begin at 9 o'clock. You go to the website, 957thegame.com. You can watch us. But immediately, everyone calling for the funerals. There's so many funerals that need to take place tonight.
And that's crazy that people are so hardwired to go right to that. Because when you have a life, or in this case, a take, go to rest, its final resting place, you don't necessarily rush right out the next moment or the next day and hold the funeral, whether it's one of your relatives who passes. There's usually a time where you reflect and you mourn and you think about the great life of the take in this case. But people, Joe, are so eager to get the shovels out and get right to it. How about we bask in what we saw here before we're so quick to just bury everything about the show?
Right, especially on positive things.
Amen.
I mean, you got John and Modesto talking about turkey tableau. I mean,
hey.
Early in the morning, this is what someone wants to do in a funeral. And it's just these people.
What do you mean
not,
these people?
We are
the billions,
happy.
Our listeners?
The billions are but you got to realize, we all said the Warriors are winning and all the billions want us to turkey tap us and burn us and slap us.
I wouldn't say us. I would say Dibs and I are in for it a little bit today. We picked the Warriors in five. We will take our just desserts.
Yeah.
Anna picked the Warriors in six, and she also had an early opportunity to bend the knee. She chose not. She's going to get punished even worse.
Wow.
And then there's you. And we found something for you, by the way. We found something for you. Dibs and I stumbled across this morning. You are facing an egging at a potential parade should you be on the float. But there's a possible additional opportunity or way out to substitute. In England right now, and Nice Guy Steven knows this, he's from there, the individuals, the radical protesters who are upset with their politicians, they run up to them and they throw milkshakes on them. That's the new thing. People are getting milkshaked.
What?
And the politicians are very upset that they walk down the street, they're heading to a rally, so much so, in fact, that the one party recently asked a McDonald's nearby a rally they asked the McDonald's not to sell anybody milkshakes. This is all true. This is all true. You might be heading for a milkshake.
Wow.
You could be heading for an egging as well. You could be just a straight up breakfast by the time you're done with this parade.
Somebody throwing a couple sausages at him, maybe an English muffin.
A couple, some bread up there. Maybe
round it out with some OJ.
Thanks, Anna. Good morning.
No problem. Good morning.
Top rope.
It's the craziest thing about all of this every time.
Is that you don't deserve it.
I don't. And you guys just turned this whole thing and went from all of us wrong, all of us. Not one, not two.
There are degrees of inaccuracy.
No.
Not five, not six, not seven.
I was saying,
yeah,
sin is sin.
It's four, LeBron.
It's all you guys are just sitting here coming right at me. They want to throw chicken milk. You want to throw the milkshake. Now it's eggs, and Anna's going to top rope and say throw waffles. You talk about sausage.
I like Belgian
but
waffles.
But what happened this morning? Why is everything turned to me when all you guys were wrong?
Have you checked Twitter? That game didn't even end last night, and everyone was just like, I can't wait to turn on the morning show. People were actually apologizing for how sick their minds were, that they weren't even going to be tuning in today to listen to basketball.
No.
They just wanted to hear the funerals. They wanted 4 hours of funerals today.
By the time
you people
that,
are nuts.
When that Draymond Green 3 ripped through the net, that was it. They go up 4, and the Twitter mentions exploded because you knew the series was over and that all 4 of us were wrong in our own way.
We will be rolling out funerals throughout the day. We're not going to just come right out and start with that, because it's not about us. It's about the team, and it's about you, the fans, as the Warriors are now headed to their 5th consecutive NBA Finals. Can we just bask in that for a minute before we get back to throwing milkshakes at each other?
Please.
5 consecutive trips to the NBA Finals. You used to stink. And there are lots of teams out there that stink. And every fan everywhere outside of Boston has been through some level of putrid professional sports performances to where you don't even want to turn it on TV. You don't want to listen on the radio. You don't even want to pay attention. And now you've got this thing in front of you. They're going back to the finals for the 5th straight year. I mean, you know what I realized this morning? This is only going to be the 2nd playoff series of the last 20, because it's going to be their 20th playoff series. 4 series per year, 5 years, 20 playoff series. It's only going to be the 2nd one they start on the road. They're actually going to start this one on the road. We have a whole new element this year.
New team starting
on the road. Is that going to be an issue? We'll get to all of that, because game one of the finals next Thursday, May 30th. We'll give you all the details in the times as they come out. But just for a moment, sit back and bask in the milkshake that is 5 straight trips to the NBA Finals.
It's absolutely amazing. It doesn't happen. First time in 50 years, they're saying. I mean, the way this team goes about its business, you didn't have 1, not 2, 3 starters went down. Think about it. Boogie Cousins, KD, Iggy, all these guys, and these players are great players. It's not just a starter. These guys all have a role, and a big role, KD and all the things that they can do. For this team just to find a way last night in the midst of that game, you sat there and said, they can quit. You said, man, they can just wait, because Portland fought their butt off. And I was like so surprised at halftime. I'm like, oh, I think I'm losing this bet. I figured it. No, I'm serious. I know it's over. They overhit. And I was like, man, I lost that.
Is there a point where you're watching the game last night and you think, man, I'm getting funeralized tomorrow? I've had that happen. I had that happen during Game 6 of the Rockets.
No, because
like, do you ever think while you're watching, like, man, I'm headed for a funeral?
Oh, you got to realize, I just look at my phone and I put it. I don't think about it until I get reminded by all these freaking crazy people in my Instagram DMing me and saying these just horrible things.
No, it's great, because I saw your picture of you and Barry Bonds from the great golf event, the UCSF golf event
seemed
yesterday.
Seemed like a big tough day for you yesterday.
But the comments underneath, it's not like,
oh
man,
God,
the goat and the low, you know, what? It's good to see you guys. It's like, oh, you're going to get it tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
So
in
it's
his comments.
To bring people into it, Low was playing in a very nice charity event yesterday. Thank you for helping to raise money for Ronnie Lott's Foundation. Great stuff. Lowe's got great pictures up on his Instagram page. He's hanging out with Barry Bonds yesterday.
Oh,
great
yeah.
photo of you and Barry. But you're telling me the comment section of the picture of him and Barry Bonds is listeners of the show talking about what's happening today?
Hashtag billions. And, you know, it was obviously before the game.
Yes.
But,
before the game,
you know,
crushing me, Joe.
Warriors going to win tonight. And then, you know, you're going to be RIP and Undertaker and all this other stuff is coming
out.
Bay Rob
wants to weigh in on it. Bay Rob, we're bringing everyone in today. Bay Rob, San Francisco, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hey, guys, top of the morning.
Love you guys. Low. I love you.
What'd I do? What?
You putting your foot in your mouth. Putting your foot in your mouth, Low. The Dipster is taking you to school. You know what I'm thinking about right now? You Daniel's son, and the Dipster is Mr. Miyagi, man. He's schooling you right now, Low.
Why?
How's he? Out the Warriors.
He picked them to win. I picked them to win. He lost. He said they're going to win in five. I said seven. It doesn't matter. We both were wrong.
He said sweep, Low.
He did not. No, he did not.
Said gentleman sweep.
And they didn't gentleman sweep.
I heard Dibley say gentleman sweep.
That's five
four
games.
One.
Thank you, Babe Rob.
Babe Rob, we are up against it. Yeah. We're not kicking you off because we don't love
on,
you.
Wax on, wax off.
Great call to start
How
the day.
How's that a great call?
Maybe you got to get outside, paint the fence, wash the car.
He didn't even say
sand the
start.
Floor.
Show me sand the floor.
Hashtag sand the floor.
So great. So great.
Oh, man, this is going to be one today. We're going to be on one today. Lot to get to. We're taking phones throughout the day. More specifically, we'll take calls. I don't know if we're actually going to take your phones.
I didn't come back and win some money. Send your phones by the way, Joe.
What's that?
I did come back and win, by the way, on the way out. Just wanted you to
sweep the leg. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Of course.
Halftime took care of me as usual.
Yeah. Well,
it's great.
That's a nice
another win for
the
1%.
You got to understand, if you just come in and you just own it, we probably move on quickly. But then you throw that out there, and it's like, now, instead of talking about the greatness in the next segment, pile on again. Joe Lowe and Dibs. This is a dog pile today here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
If you're just joining us, milkshakes are a thing on this program now. We stumbled across this story this morning that in England, those who are upset with their politicians go running up to them on the streets and throw milkshakes on them. It's awesome. So we're wondering if the Warriors are fortunate enough to have another parade and Lowe rides in the parade once again this year. Do you hit Lowe with eggs? Like so many of you have been excited about, or do you start throwing milkshakes at him? 888-957-9570, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795.
You started this, and you could have easy, I got eggs, why didn't you throw something with him? Why didn't Dibs get milkshakes? Why didn't Anna, why don't you throw sugar on Anna or milk?
She'll get her funeral later. She had Warriors in six. She's going down.
So
she knows it.
So I'm the only one to get violence?
I think it's because you milkshake? Were also the one
eggs.
Who was offered the most opportunities to get off your position.
No. For eggs? You started this.
Well, that one I started.
That's because of the East. Because you were saying that the East is going to beat the Warriors without KD or without Boogie.
So that deserves people throwing eggs, and now he's at
milkshakes.
Now he's
giving you an option.
Throwing milkshakes?
I think the milkshakes is the better option.
It's hot out there during the parade. You get hit with a nice strawberry milkshake, that could feel okay.
Yeah, the shell would hurt.
Plus, it tastes all right. Instead of getting pelted by an egg, you just kind of get splashed with a nice, cool, refreshing treat. You might even get a Dairy Queen sponsorship out of this. You're welcome. You know, I don't see you thanking me, trying to put money in your pocket.
Today's pick your food poll question, which would you rather be hit by, Lowe? Milkshakes or eggs?
Honestly, if you were to be hit by one, what would you choose?
Honestly, do you guys understand what you guys just have created? If the Warriors do happen to win the championship, true friend, I'm not going because there's going to be some idiot out there. You guys have just caused listen to me. You know I'm not going to lie on true friend. I'm not going.
Phi Alpha, true friend, Phi Alpha.
Here's the good news. And Dibs and I talked about this morning.
Is the Pope going to give me his chariot?
It's going to be the Lowe-mobile instead of the Pope-mobile.
We're going to get it'd be nice. You know what? Nice guy. Someone reach out to the Vatican. Let's see if we can get a denial from the Vatican that we can't use the Pope-mobile.
Right.
At least that's something.
If we use something like that, I'm telling you right now, without a doubt, you don't think things will be thrown? Come on, guys.
I would say that between now and game one of the NBA Finals, which is Thursday, May 30th, there's plenty of time, we were considering an opportunity. How could we create a situation in which a peace treaty to where no one throws an egg, no one throws a milkshake, but the people want their blood. You see the Chilton Auto Body text line. My Twitter feed. Dibs, what are you looking at right here? Just tell me what that image is from across the room.
It looks to be somebody slapping another person.
That's
from
Dave Chappelle slapping Charlie Murphy.
Slap.
That's what that is right there.
What do five fingers say to the face, famously? And the answer, of course, slap. So...
yeah.
Ooh, okay. It's a rough room right now.
Here's from our boy CeeLos2s on Twitter. I made sure to wear all black to work today for Lorenzo Neal's funeral. I can't wait. And Lowe should have bent the knee. This is what the people want. We got to give them what they want. That's the business we're in.
That's fine. Anna's got a funeral. Dib. So, yes. So, a good man wearing black. Okay, we all go. We all going down. That's fine. But the Warriors played a hell of a game. Let's get into that.
I don't know if I even want to talk about the game today or anything basketball related. I think it's mostly going to be a milkshake show and other nonsense. But if you want to transition to the sport, which we shall, 5 years in the playoffs now. 5 years in the playoffs. The Golden State record during that time is 75-24. Let that rattle around your dome for a second. 75-24 in the playoffs. They're winning 76% of their playoff games over the last 5 years. That is an NBA record for a five-year stretch. They have 30 road wins during that five-year stretch. That is a five-year NBA record. And get this. This, of all the stats, I have pages of stats and milestones today. This may be the one that jumps out more than anything else. In the 5 years worth of playoff games that the Warriors have participated in since Steve Kerr arrived, 99 total playoff games, their scoring differential in those 99 playoff games is plus 817. They are winning those 99 games by an average of 8 points per game. That is insane. If you have a plus-8 scoring differential for the regular season, you are at the top of the mountain. This is postseason opposition. This is the NBA Finals. This is the Western Conference Finals. This is the best of the best. And on average, the last 5 years, for those 99 games, you are outscoring the opponents by 8 points per game. I have never in my life seen anything like that in any sport.
No, it's incredible. And I was going through some of the numbers myself, Joe, and I just looked at that 16-1 postseason in which they were a plus 228 differential, which was 13.4 per game.
Nuts.
And that's, you look at that year, which is the first year of KD, and you think that might be the greatest single team in history. Yet you continue to look at the 2 years before and now the 2 years subsequent, and the plus minus continues to be unbelievable. Part of that is this team doesn't get blown out very often in the playoffs. So even in this series against Portland, in which they were down by 17, 17, and 18 in three of the four games, none of those games resulted in a blowout loss, let alone a loss at all. So this team's resiliency and the championship caliber that they've shown helps them dig out of holes, and it also helps them avoid getting motorboated.
Daniel, is it safe to say this team is probably the Carl Lewis of the NBA? Being, we watch Carl Lewis in the 100-yard dash.
Carl Lewis, the Olympian, not the national anthem singer,
no,
right?
No, hell no.
Not I'll make
just
it
wanted
up to
make sure.
Oh, let me pick it up. But you remember watching this guy run, you're like watching the 100-yard dash, and everyone's just leaving him. And all of a sudden, Carl Lewis, he just always would just come out of nowhere and just always beat everyone. Took him a while to get top end. Everyone seems like they just get out on the Warriors in all these games or what happened, whatever. But the Warriors, their consistency in their top end is just way better than other teams. You watch teams, they might start off and they're ahead of the Warriors, third, fourth quarter, and you just watch the usually in the long end, the Warriors are able to outlast, out-sustain. They just play with so much more. You just like, okay, is it over? And you're like, here they come. Here they come as usual. Last night, another prime example. You just watch this team in the face of in the face of defeat, they just keep on fighting, and it's just always at the tape. You're like, okay, we know who's going to come out.
Yeah, I was thinking about your Carl Lewis analogy in the 200. I happen to be at the 1984 gold medal race in Los Angeles. It was my 16th birthday. My parents scraped together enough money for me to go to L.A. and part of a YMCA trip on a van. We slept on the floor of the Burbank YMCA, but we got to go to all these events.
Yeah.
I saw Carl Lewis in the two, and you see him come around the curve, and you don't really know yet where you are until you hit the top of the stretch, but then Carl would hit the top of the stretch and get straight away. And like you always say, if he's even,
he's leaving.
And that's this Warrior team. They're down 17 or 18 at the curve. You know the race isn't over because they got that championship blood. They flip the switch defensively, and next thing you know, at the tape, they're out leaning Portland again.
Steph Curry, the greatest mirage of all time, just scored the most points in an NBA postseason sweep in league history. Shaq had the previous record. He scored 145 points in a four-game sweep during the 2002 NBA Finals. Steph scored 146 against the Portland Trailblazers. But, of course, you know, he's just a mirage. Steph and Draymond combined to score or assist on 74% of the Warriors scoring last night. They were responsible for 88 of 119 total points. There is so much to get to today. We want to bring you into the program as well. The phone lines are already lighting up. We are going to take a bunch of calls today. John Dickinson from Portland next on the health of Andre Iguodala. That is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. The Warriors are headed to their fifth straight NBA Finals.
There's Lillard. He'll fade. He'll fire. It's up. No good. And for the first time in over 50 years, the NBA will see a team go to the finals for five straight seasons.
Sam Roy with the call here on 95.7 The Game. The last team to reach five straight NBA Finals was the Bill Russell-led Celtics. And Steph Curry and Draymond Green became the first teammates to both record triple-doubles in an NBA playoff game. That happened the first time in NBA history. Joe Lo and Dibs will talk about sweeping Portland with Super Reporter John Dickinson up next. Dubs have 9 days off until the finals begin on May 30th. The series will begin on the road either in Milwaukee or Toronto, so we'll be keeping a close eye on the Eastern Conference Finals. Will KD and Boogie return for the finals? Who will be a better matchup for Golden State? Well, Greg Popp will join the show at 8:30 to talk about that. Then, former Warrior Tim Hardaway will hop on the show this morning at 9:05. But coming up, funerals, slaps, eggs, milkshakes, and so much more. Yeah, you heard right. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bears' number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lo and Gibbs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Warrior playoff coverage here on 95.7 The Game, presented by our friends at Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. John Dickinson from Portland in just a second, but first, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795 from the 408. If they're Carl Lewis, why'd you pick a seven-game series? Retire, troll. For those who need some context on that, Lowe drew the analogy that this Warrior run, they're like Carl Lewis. Sure, it could be close at one point, but then eventually they break away and they show their dominance. But as the text line suggests, if they're Carl Lewis, why did you pick a seven-game series?
These people are
so locked in today, it brings a tear to my eye. Tear.
Are you sure you didn't mean Donovan Bailey, the Canadian sprinter who came up just short?
He beat Michael Johnson in that 150-yard gimmick race.
That's right.
What was that
Johnson
about?
Pulled up lame.
What was that about?
On the court.
What was that about?
To the phones.
To
the phones. Portland, Oregon, John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter with us here on 95.7 The Game. JD, take me through it. Let's start with Moda Center last night. Myers-Leonard has the game, or I should say the half, to end all halves. And you're figuring if you're going to score damn near 30 in the first half and Myers-Leonard is going to have a career night, that's probably your best chance to get a win. And then, sure enough, the Warriors battle back, take it to overtime, and win. Could you feel the energy being sucked out of that building?
Yeah, you really could. And it was very similar to Saturday night, but it was even different. It was actually, as the game went on, a lot more raucous in Moda Center than it was even on Saturday night, especially late in the game. I mean, the Warriors had sucked the life out of the building Saturday, really in the third quarter, and everybody in the fourth quarter was in uh-oh mode. But, you know, the Blazers actually responded last night and had at least a couple of answers, down the stretch to help send the game into overtime, although the Warriors outscored them by eight in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, you could just feel that vibe again, kind of like what happened in Houston in game six, and definitely like what happened over the weekend on Saturday, where everybody just kind of knew it was coming because the Warriors made you believe that it was coming, and then it happened again. And look, I've been in Houston and Oklahoma City and Cleveland over the years when the Warriors have just stolen the opposition's fans' soul, and last night was another one of those nights, probably the second time in the last four seasons where I've been inside Moda Center, and Stephen Curry in particular, along with some help from the Warriors bench and Draymond Green and everybody else, just stole the soul of a Blazers fan base that was enjoying a storybook season and one of the best they've had in 20 years.
Fifth straight appearance in the NBA Finals, first time in more than 50 years. Seemed like the Warriors were basking in the accomplishment a little bit more in the postgame. Did you sense a little bit more of a team collective sort of appreciation last night?
Yeah, appreciation, and I also think they understand the fact that maybe they can take a little bit more time to appreciate it just because they're going to have the next 9 days without, playing a game going all the way to the 30th next Thursday when they'll open either in Milwaukee or Toronto. But, yeah, I think it comes at a good time, you know, to realize how, you know, incredible this run has been regardless of the outcome. Now, Stephen Curry was quick to point out, it says you can't take too long to enjoy it because the next four games, you know, define the season and define legacies in a lot of ways. I'll take it a step further than even Steph did. You know, if the Warriors make it this far and don't win the, you know, the third in a row and the fourth in 5 years, I think they're the star players at least know that they're going to be looked at differently, obviously, than if they are able to get it done. You get it done, you're talking about just extreme rarefied air as far as three-peats, and you have to go back even farther when you start talking about four and five, and even farther if you start talking about, you know, just making it to, you know, five consecutive finals. You got to go all the way back to the 60s and the Boston Celtics dynasty.
No question, J.D. Well said. When you look at Steph Curry and what he's been able to do in this four-game sweep, and even in Houston, what have you found out even more about this man's heart and his character?
Yeah, he's reached levels that I think at times you wonder if he could reach again. I mean, him playing the entire second half last night, not coming out in overtime, the last 29 minutes of the game, he's out there on the floor, goes 47 minutes, and he just, he had every answer last night. You know, we've spoken so much about Draymond Green, and he was terrific. Another triple-double and another high-point, high-rebound triple-double. I mean, 18, 14, 11, impressive stuff. But then you've got Stephen Curry right there, you know, going for 37, having an answer, hitting the big shots when it looks like maybe can wrestle the momentum away from the Warriors for good. I mean, I know he's still in his prime, and Steve Kerr's mentioned that he's still in his prime, but the consistency by which he's just been there, I mean, it is remarkable that he's able to dial the clock back. I mean, it really is these last week and a half, 2 weeks, it's been like the two-time MVP or the unanimous MVP that we saw back in 2015-16.
John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, live from Portland, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. All right, so what should we expect? Game one of the NBA Finals is a week from Thursday. Andre Iguodala is battling an injury. Boogie Cousins is battling an injury. Kevin Durant's battling an injury. Obviously, there's still a lot up in the air, but what's the general sense you're getting about the health of those three as we approach the start of the finals?
Yeah, I think Iguodala should be good to go. I mean, the way it characterized to me the last couple of days, and I've mentioned this, was more precautionary, him not finishing game three. You're up 3-0. Why the heck would you put him out there in game four? And they didn't. And I mean, we talked yesterday. I didn't think there was really any way that Iguodala was going to be out there. But I think the belief is that Iguodala should be good to go. Durant and Cousins, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, the big day for Durant is obviously 2 days from now, Thursday, when he's scheduled to be reevaluated again. That's a week before the finals start. And what you're looking for there is for him to be cleared for on-court activity at that point to get back out there with his teammates and get back out there and start practicing so he can begin the ramp-up to Thursday of the 30th. So I think Thursday this week will tell you a lot more about Thursday the next week. And then DeMarcus Cousins, it's kind of a similar deal. You know, he's been back on the court shooting, so he's actually in that realm ahead of Kevin Durant. But we'll see, when is he cleared for contact? Does he get back out there? I think what you want to see, if you want to, you know, believe that those two are going to be able to play in a game one, is you want to see those guys back on the court, especially Durant, as this team hits the weekend where they still have multiple days to prepare. The Warriors are going to take a couple of days off. They're probably going to practice a couple of days, and then they're probably going to take one day off and practice another day, head to Milwaukee or Toronto. They'll have the big media day next Wednesday in either of those cities, with the practice on the floor in that building, wherever it may be, and then tip it off on Thursday.
Final minute with JD, and I'm not going to have you lock in your prediction just yet, but looking from afar, as far as the Eastern matchups go, which one do you think would be more daunting for Golden State?
I think Milwaukee is more daunting. I think they're deeper. I think, you know, they have the combination of a guy like Giannis, who, you know, can dominate on both ends, And to me, they have just more bodies that present problems. A Chris Middleton, an Eric Bledsoe, even a guy like Brook Lopez who can knock down the three. I think the Bucks are deeper and can get to a different level defensively, and we've seen it at times in the past where they really have bodies that bother the Warriors. Toronto has Kawhi Leonard, who's scary as heck, and then after that, you know, Siakam and Danny Green, and then I think as you go down the line, the Warriors are a little bit more comfortable with the bodies that Toronto puts out there. So I think Milwaukee is the more daunting of the two at this point, with neither really having the utmost experience as a group.
Good stuff as always. John Dickinson, 95.7 The Game reporter, live from Portland with Joe Lo and Dibs. JD, we appreciate you getting up so early. We know it was a long night. Travel safe. We look forward to seeing and talking to you again soon.
Sounds good, fellas.
All right. All right. The first of several funerals is coming up, along with your calls. Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lo and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
From the 602 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, just wanted to say good morning, and I'm blessed to be able to hear your broadcast from Phoenix via the radio.com app. Go Warriors. Go Warriors indeed. Thank you for that text. Phone calls, texts, we're taking them all today. 888-957-9570. Let us know where you're listening from. There are billions of you. We'd love to hear from those in, say, Luxembourg, where McKinney used to play. We'd like to hear if anyone, we're trying to get that rare listen from Antarctica. We're not sure if we're ever going to get that one, but Alaska, Siberia, shout them all out. No boundaries on this show. We love you all. Except for, you know, Harden and the Rockets, of course. But hey,
old Jim.
What can you do about that? Old hard Jim.
And baby Chris, is that what you call him?
Little Chris.
Little Chris.
Little Chris.
Right. Little Chris.
Little Chris and his little playoff performances. Also, from the 209 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, I'm in Pleasanton, California right now, and there's this beautiful rainbow out. The rainbow is so pretty, I decided to follow it to the end. Turns out it's not a pot of gold, but two dozen eggs. What am I supposed to do with these eggs?
It's text of the day nominee.
Oh, my God.
Your text. What do you want me to do about
it? Oh, my God. Nice. Nice.
We've got a lot of this to get to today. We've got a four-hour show, so we're going to divide it up. If you could cue us up, please. All right. Now, the honors here belong to either Lo or Anna. This specifically is for myself and for Dib. We both had the Warriors winning in five. It turned out we were wrong. That take needs to rest in peace. We also had an opportunity yesterday to bend the knee.
Yeah.
We chose not to, so whichever one of you would like to proceed, please go ahead.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to put these two men to rest. They fought hard. They tried hard. We laughed. We cried. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what you picked. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. I just want these two men to understand that they were wrong and out of line. So with that, I want you to
rest in peace.
That's right. A gentleman's sweep is not a sweep.
It's beautiful. You
that too. Was a Roomba last night. That's what we saw last night. It was a Roomba.
Yeah.
We live in 2019. There are no brooms. For sweeps, you breast out the Roomba. We're above that. We're one percenters. Not using a broom. Let the robot do it for me.
A Roomba.
Also, during your eulogy, no need to politically stump for anything.
That was
which
great.
I noticed what was going on in there, too, as you were trying to pander.
Wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. But as we've discussed before, there are levels to this.
There are degrees of burn.
Yeah.
You heard of a third degree burn. There is first degree murder, and then there's involuntary manslaughter. Okay? Okay? There are
and guess what?
Levels to this, as Dibs was telling. Yeah. This is what the kids say now. There's levels.
Yes, and that was, you know, we got a first.
Shout out to Avicii. May he rest in peace.
First degree burn. We were one game off, and so, you know, we were singed, lightly singed. Put a little aloe on that sunburn, and hopefully it doesn't peel too bad.
Yeah, it's just like I'm halfway pregnant. Yeah. Okay, go figure. There's no degrees. It's whether you ran all in or not.
See, there aren't levels to that.
No, that's incorrect. Predicting the Warriors to win in five versus four, that's wrong, but it's close. Predicting seven is the implication that this is going to be a really tough series. It wasn't.
It's close, but no cigar. It's close, but no cigar. Who cares if it's close? You're wrong.
We'll see about
Both
that.
Both you guys are wrong.
I appreciate your eulogy. It was heartfelt and it was well delivered. Thank you for that.
Is it Majid in Oakland? He, I think, agrees with you, Lo. Majid in Oakland, thank you for waiting on hold. Floor is yours. Welcome to the Majid. Show. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, guys. I just want to say something that, you know, when you're wrong, you're wrong. When you go to Vegas, when you place a bet, there's no degree of, oh, you know, this is okay. Once you lose, you lose.
Amen.
And all of you guys, there should be a funeral. And then one other point that I want to make is that I'm also watching his prediction about the Greek freak not scoring over 30. He's very close on that.
Thank you.
One last thing is that next time when you guys make a prediction, he always goes first, Lou. So next time, why don't you guys take turn?
Because, I love you.
You know, he's bold enough to make, you know, these kind of predictions, but we got to be fair. So let's give everybody a chance and then go in turn. And that way we know who's going to pick what.
Thank you, Majid.
What a great phone call. Let's address all levels of it.
Let's rack that guy.
First and foremost.
Great.
First and foremost, the analogy of going to Vegas, a loss is a loss. Absolutely false. I could lose $10 on a hand of blackjack. I could lose $5,000 on a hand of blackjack. They sting differently. They affect you differently. That analogy falls woefully short. Number two,
I don't know about woefully
short. As if there's some nobility in predicting first. First and foremost, this isn't the Oregon Trail. No one's asking you to blaze a course that's never been done before. I'm just asking you to predict a basketball series.
That's it.
There is such a low threshold for what needs to be accomplished on a daily basis on this show. Your microphone needs to be turned on.
Sure.
You need to speak words into it.
Right.
That's it. That's really the only trick to this job. There are two criteria. An on microphone and words coming out of your mouth.
Great call, though, by the way. Good job, Richard.
Now, actually, there's a couple other flaws that Joe didn't point out. First and foremost, in the game of roulette, you can be close and still win if you play a four-way. If you put your chips between four numbers, you actually didn't get it right, but you were close enough to where you cash in. So apologies to Majid. And secondly, the reason why Lowe tends to, quote, go first is because he tends to go off half-cocked in the middle of a conversation. He'll just throw out something like, and that's why this is going seven. Go ahead, lock it in. Go ahead. And then I, of course, will fire over, and then we go on from there. So
yesterday I gave him a
couple wrinkles, Majid.
Big Papa
Majid's
here.
Majid's looking at a funeral for that phone call.
No, don't think
that's not on the table, Majid.
Now, yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, this guy says, well, oh, I still think it's going to be the gentleman sweep, and I'm not bending the knee. And he was emphatic about it. And what did I offer? I said, how much do you want to bet, Little Joe?
You're talking about dibs or me?
No, he's calling me Little Joe.
My name.
I know.
Like I'm your mini-me for some reason.
Exactly. He's Little Joe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Little Joe, how much you want to bet?
I like that. Make that a thing.
Come here, little mini-me.
Joe, Low, and Little Joe on 95.7 The Game.
And he turtled up. Yeah, I asked him, let's do it.
Why did I turtle up, Low? By turtling up, was I in fact correct? So should I have doubled down?
Why
should
not? You could have made some money. I showed you the
bag. I would have lost.
Yeah. From the 510 and the Chilton Auto Body text line, it's my day off. I woke up early on purpose just to hear Lo get funeralized. I'm buying my eggs today.
Wow. 510. I love you.
That's actually two texts of the day because there's a two-part shot at you, Big Lo.
Greg in Oakland. Greg, thank you for the phone call. Welcome to the show. Floor is yours. Fire away.
Good job, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? I want to give a big shout-out to all you guys really making my morning every day. And Anna, especially, my wife loves you because you're representing the ladies. You know the sports. I just want to say a couple
She's
of
getting
things.
A funeral, too, by the way. I just want to make that clear.
That's all right. Well, every now and then.
She's getting a funeral, too.
Well, we all are. I got to say, Lo, I'm jumping on your dog pile a little bit, but I had to take a knee after game three. And I just want you to know all my eggs are for Guru.
I love you.
Why Guru?
They're going to have some little blue pills in them and everything. But, hey, I wanted to say, I just hope KD stays with us. I hope people realize, you know, with his injury, we realize that he's kind of like a Formula One car. You know, he's fast. He looks fast when you look at him. But, boy, you look like if you kick that tire, it might break. And so I'm really hoping that he doesn't make any big move and he stays with us, plays a few less minutes, has some good times being a part of this that was really a big issue before he even came. We knew all along that these guys could do this and get to the finals again and go deer hunting. And, you know, last thing I'll say to KD is that that Warriors team right now looks like a 7-Eleven. All you see when you go inside is a big bag of chips. So I'll leave it to you all, guys. Have a great day.
That's a great phone call. Thank you very much, Greg. We appreciate you weighing in. Phone lines are open all day, 888-957-9570. I mean, look, Durant's decision is his decision, but look at what you're facing right now. This is an opportunity to win four rings in 5 years. The only teams that have done anything like that are the Lakers and the Celtics. The Lakers won 5 in 6. That was 1949 to 1954. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then Boston won 11 in 13, 1957 to 1969. You are the new era. The new era Lakers, the new era Celtics. Remember something. If you win this title, that's 7 in franchise history. That's third most all time in the NBA. That's what you're facing. Right now with 6, you're tied with Michael's Bulls. But if you win this title, you now become the NBA franchise with the third most chips. This is like Formula One. There's Mercedes and Ferrari at the top. Those are the two best. Then there's the best of the rest. There's a group of teams that are fighting for that third position.
Peugeot.
And, what?
Is Peugeot in the mix and
Peugeot
Audi?
Peugeot is not.
No, is Toyota
is
over there too?
No.
No Toyota?
No. This is what Formula One do you watch?
Take care, little Joe.
You're talking about a demolition derby.
Wow.
$2 to get in, get your popcorn, watch a bunch of cars smash into each other. Very different than Formula One. Peugeot.
Paul drove a Peugeot. And that was a busted car. Yeah.
Great way to close the 6 o'clock hour, everybody. Tremendous job. Tremendous job. As Lone took a 59-minute, 50-second beating, and there was
a big haymaker
at the end, and Dibs went down.
Renault is what I meant, not Peugeot.
You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. Way to steal the round at
that
the end
there. That was so.
Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Great to have you with us as we begin our 7 o'clock hour here on 95.7 The Game. Phone lines are open all day, 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line, 95795. Funerals throughout the day for all of the incorrect predictions. Dibs and I just took it on the chin in the last segment. Anna's got one coming. Lowe's got one coming. We'd love to hear from you guys as we get set. We get set to commence 1 week from this Thursday, the 5th. Straight trip to the NBA Finals for the Golden State Warriors, courtesy of a 119-117 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers in Game 4. 12-4 record in the Western Conference playoffs. So to revisit that prop we threw out there months leading up to the playoffs, over under 3.5 losses for the Dubs in the Western Conference playoffs. The over cashed early, but the fact that they swept through, no one saw it like this. Right? If you knew Boogie was going to get hurt and Durant was going to get hurt and Iguodala was going to get hurt and you saw the structure in which the playoffs were going to take place, maybe 12-4 makes sense, but not in the manner in which they pulled it off. Regardless, here they are once again getting set to play for the NBA title. This is a day where you just sit back.
Amazing.
And you bask in how fortunate you are to be a Warrior fan. For the longtime diehards, you think about all those years you went through where this team could scrape together nothing. And now you have a chance to win a title that would make you the franchise that ranks third all-time in championships. Third all-time. The Celtics was 17. The Lakers was 16. You could move past the Bulls, who have 6, and feature yourself third and 7th. Dibs, it's always great to come to you on this because you lived through the worst of the worst. You talked about it when it was the worst of the worst, or you were on radio and you didn't talk about it,
right?
Because it was so meaningless, it didn't even rate.
Well, there was two stints, really, that were the, quote, worst of the worst. And going backwards, the first one was when you went 17 of 18 years with no playoffs, and the only playoffs was the We Believe that we hung our hat on for the better part of a generation. The time that you won a singular series, you dunked on Kirilenko, and oh, by the way, you lost to the Jazz in 2007. Before that, you had the brief run of Run TMC, but other than that, since the championship Rick Barry days, you're looking at basically 30 years of no playoffs. So to be in a position where you could become third all-time in franchise titles, you're going to a 5th straight NBA Finals, you have to go back all the way to the 70s to find a time where you even made the playoffs 5 straight times, let alone been in the NBA Finals 5 straight times. So I'm glad that there is a time to reflect and really look back on this now between the next, 9 days until the finals actually start. You can kind of appreciate it.
Here's a look, a snapshot, a synopsis of what this 5-year run represents. Tell me which of the following you think got it the worst. Over the last 5 years, these are the teams the Warriors have faced in the playoffs and the record the Warriors have put on them in the playoffs, right? So just think to yourself as I'm reading this off, who got it the worst? Utah, 4-0. Portland, 12-1. San Antonio, 8-1. New Orleans, 8-1. Houston, 16-7. Cleveland, 15-7. The Clippers, 4-2. Memphis, 4-2. Oklahoma City, 4-3. Grand total record, 5 years in the playoffs, 75-24. That's a winning percentage of 75.7%. Plus 817 scoring differential, which means you're outscoring the opposition by an average of 8.2 points per game in the playoffs. 30 road wins, 5 trips to the NBA Finals. They obliterated everybody in their path. The one that has the best record against them is OKC with Durant. They met in just that one series. It went 7. The Warriors won 4-3, but they trailed 3-1. So when you just look at the number of 4-3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.